This is kind of difficult to do. It came as such a shock that this could happen so suddenly. There were so many things that I still wanted to do, and I still wanted to talk with my mother about. Marcus said, I think, has said everything very well. What I got from my mother, I think, was just that fire, that spirit. She was always ready to try something new, to do something new, to do something different. She spent a lot of years doing for other people, and that was a priority. She was always there for us. She was always there for my dad. And put off a lot of the things that I think she really wanted to do herself for many, many years. The times that she spent in later years with my brother Mike, and her love of mountains, her love of hiking, just getting outdoors, and just seeing the places. Her incredible spirit of adventure, her resilience when she was out there trying something new. And I think one of the story that I want to share with everybody is something that happened just this past summer. We went to Germany, and it's something that she talked about. She talked about traveling, wanting to see the world. After Dad retired, they had a chance to do a little bit of travel before his disease really made it impossible for her to travel. And so the opportunity came up last summer for us to go to Germany. And it's a long flight. Left here late afternoon. Spent all night traveling. Arrived in Munich at about 7 in the morning. And of, I don't know, 15 or 16 people on the trip, Mom's bag was the only bag that didn't show up. And the airline said, you know, we'll get it in a day or two. They'll be there. So she just kept her sense of humor. Other people on the trip shared clothes and different things so that we could continue and go hiking and do the things that we had gone on the trip to do. And the day passed.
Right rear door.
Things showed up on the suitcase. Seems that it had been shredded by the baggage system, probably the CIA. And some of the contents showed up in a plastic bag, looking like they'd been lying on the floor of a garage someplace. Things were torn, things were dirty. Basically, everything in the bag was ruined. And through all of this, she maintained her sense of humor. My wife Karen, she went shopping and she found a dress and purchased that, and so we could go to the Mozart Festival in Salzburg that night. And through all of this, she just didn't let it bother her. She went ahead, and she kept her sense of humor, she remained happy, and we spent the 2 weeks in Germany saying the things that we wanted to see and doing the hiking that we wanted to do. And the only thing that I can say is that we had, you know, we talked about other places that we wanted to go see, that she wanted to go see. And I'm really, you know, that's part of my real regret, that she is not going to have a chance to see some of those things that she really wanted to see. But in me, and I think also in my daughter, Kristen, who is also has that spark and has that wanderlust, just not satisfied being in one place and doing one thing, but really enjoys the challenge and wants to be out there. I think that my mother, the spirit of my mother, the spirit that she has sort of lives on in the two of us. And I really thank her for everything that she's done for us and for that spirit that she managed to impart to us.